everyone. Welcome to the Third Culture Kid virtual online forum, where our conversations of TCK and faith come together. This is a place for people to share their own stories and learn from others. It is a place people can safely explore the effects, benefits, and purposes with cross-cultural upbringings. We also want to challenge TCK and CCKs in general to think deeper on their cross-cultural component of their lives as tied to their faith. This podcast is brought to you by Crew, a caring community passionate about connecting people to Jesus Christ. Today, we are going to focus on how spiritual beliefs can influence TCK's worldview. We have a panel with people from several different religious backgrounds and beliefs, and we want to learn about their experience as a TCK. First, I would like to maybe start off with introducing yourself, where you currently live, and what makes you a TCK.
Hi, my name is Anna. I am in Texas right now, but I grew up in Australia and East Asia, and I've lived in the States for a very long time, and I'm also one of the interviewers from other episodes.
Hi, this is Muyad. I currently live in Georgia, and I'm from Syria originally, but I grew up in Jordan. Living in too many countries and meeting too many cultures, what make me a third culture kid.
Hi, I'm Shoria. I'm currently living in Texas. I grew up in Singapore, but my home country is India.
Yeah, okay. And then I'll introduce myself. I'm Elizabeth, and I'm the person interviewing today. Currently, I live in Tempe, Arizona. What makes me a TCK is I spent my life from ages 2 to 11 in the Philippines. The second question is, how do you feel like being a TCK has affected the way you understand the world?
I think, like, because I grew up moving so much, and even as an adult, I've moved. It made me realize of how big the world is. With the time of a flight, people, their manners, the culture, religion, history, everything could change so drastically, language. But at the same time, the world is very small. For example, one thing I've noticed is that no matter where I go, I would always meet kind people. And I think it's really when I am in a foreign place that people have absolutely no reason to help me, but people are willing to give you directions from like small things to some bigger things. And I've been kind of nerdy with brains and stuff, just human development and brain development. Learning that of when babies are in a mother's womb, the first things that are developed are all eat, sleep, cry, breathe. And after babies are immediately born, the part that's developed is the seeds of emotions, figuring out danger and judging what is pleasurable or scary. And I think like I've seen that just moving around growing up as well.
In a short answer, I would say that it made me more open-minded to meet different people from different countries, living in different communities and learning about different cultures. It just makes me more open-minded and accepting people from different cultures more than ever before.
Yeah, that's a common thing with TCKs, is I think we tend to maybe be more open-minded than some other people just because we're used to being from different cultures.
I agree. It gives an appreciation about the diversity that's inherent to everyone. You meet people from so many cultures, so many faiths, and it shapes who we are and how we behave. For me, I think it's also sort of influenced my social interactions quite heavily, in which I feel most at home when I'm meeting people from a variety of cultures rather than a homogenous group. So like a group like this is my sweet spot, where everyone has a unique story to tell, and it's not the same stuff from each and every person.
I think it's fun meeting people from different cultures, but it's also fun meeting people that like are TCKs and have cross culture. Cause I feel like we understand and connect maybe in ways that you wouldn't with others, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So the next question I have is, what is your spiritual belief, and do you feel like it has influenced the way you understand being a TCK? And if so, how has it been?
I'll start this one off. A bit of background about myself. I'm a Hindu by belief, but I attended an Anglican, that is in a Christian elementary school, having lived in Singapore. Mm-hmm. So that combination, along with the fact that in Hindu scriptures, there is this idea of being tolerant of all beliefs and accepting of each and everyone. So I think that mixture of having grown up in a school where I'm learning about Jesus Christ and the Bible, singing hymns, which are really cool, by the way, that really inculcated this tolerance and respect for everyone's beliefs. And I think that is a very important part of who I am. Also, probably a very important part of the TCK-ness that is inherent in my childhood.
Well, to me, first of all, I'm a Muslim. And to me, personally, when I moved to the US, nothing really has been changed when it comes to meeting different people from different spiritual backgrounds, no matter if they're Christian, Jewish, you know. But personally, when I was back in my country, we had, to me and to my family, we grew up in a community where we were really open-minded to different people, different background and religions. So to me, nothing really has been changed. I experienced a lot more things about Christianity, and we had a lot of discussions between Christians and me, and it was really fun. They've learned a lot, and I've learned a lot, and we had so many things in common between the Muslims and the Christians. That's what makes it really fun. And most importantly, they were very respectful. Of course, we don't cross this line. And other than that, it's just nothing has been really changed to me. It just made me experience more things than ever before.
I guess I'm a little different from Victoria and Riyadh, that I've changed belief system. So I grew up with kind of a Buddhist and Christian influence because of the different countries I lived in, and I was more of a Gnostic going to college. But I received Christ as my Savior and Lord in college, and it has really changed my life in very drastic ways. My parents like would always say that, oh, like every time when they see me again, like, oh, you've like grown up, you've matured. And I was like, I think it's also because I'm like trying to read, understand, and practice out this faith that I'm trying to figure out that I received. But the more the TCK aspect of it has been, I grew up being very bitter of my upbringing. It would have been better if I just always stay put, and I would have roots, I would have friends, I wouldn't have this feeling of in-betweenness, everything would be great in my life. I just saw a lot of how I've just felt really connected with Jesus, especially in his suffering, and that he is God and he understands. But I think it's also that I became more focused on other people than myself. And when I was in school, there was my disciple would always say that do good and enjoy safe pasture, as in the Psalms. And that's kind of what I tried to practice more out. And the more I did that, the more roots I grew, the more invested in local community, and the more I just felt more at home, no matter where I am at. And it is also to practice unconditional love, which is more what God's love is like.
Yes, I definitely relate a lot to that. My parents were Christians growing up, so they were missionaries in the Philippines and stuff. But yeah, I totally relate to kind of how it felt being really awkward or not fitting in and being, would have just been better if I would just stay put because maybe I would have fit in better with these people. But for most TCKs, the older they get, the more they appreciate their background. But do you think spiritual belief has a huge influence in the way we view life in the world? And I remember I've known Moyad for a while, and him and I used to have conversations all the time. Oh, yeah. I learned a lot from him, and I think we learned a lot from each other and stuff. So, but yeah, kind of segueing into the next question is, how do you feel like your spirituality has influenced the way you view the world?
I kind of feel like this question has quite a bit of overlap with my answers to the previous questions or even what other people have said. So I'll try to rehash some of it while adding something new, maybe. I think one of the big things with spirituality has influenced the way my worldview rather is that when I'm looking at people's actions, I try to divine the motivation or the intention behind it when making a judgment rather than just looking at the consequences. Because be it the cultural differences or just because they believe something that you maybe disagree with, they may actually be well-intentioned and you don't agree with the consequences of the action. And rather than just getting into an argument or fighting with people for the sake of fighting with them, if you understand that they're coming from a good place, it makes it a lot easier to understand and relate to them and realize that after all, most people in the world are actually good. This is something I think Anna referred to in an answer quite a while back, where you meet kind people everywhere. I've experienced folks helping me for no material reason whatsoever and going way beyond anything I would have expected of them. Their way of helping me, which again speaks to the point that most people are inherently kind and good. And I think that's really, really important belief for me. Even like when there's certain days in which it's just a really bad day, you don't feel like getting out of bed. But having that core belief that eventually things will turn good, you have people around you always willing to help you, even if you don't know where they are. That's a really powerful motivator for me, especially during my bad times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I agree with you, Shorya, that being a TCK helps me with being more empathetic towards other people. Uh-huh. I think especially towards when other people's lives are not going very well. And yeah, I think for me as well, with my believing that we are created in the image of God and that everything is inherently good, but people are broken, that has helped me with getting up on a bad day, and understanding that people are good helps me to want to interact with people instead of isolating myself and feeling like, mm-hmm. It's maybe better if I, read a book or just do something else, like interact with animals, like animals are kinder, And also like just understanding that I am saved by grace through faith. I think it brings out a curiosity for me of, why am I worth God to send his son, his one and only son, to die for, right here, right now, as who I am and the mess that I am, and having lived in different countries and backgrounds, I think it's also I've seen of how in every country and literature, probably, I haven't read everything, of course, but of the ones I know, that with every type of literature, like every country's literature would describe the dark side of humanity, but there is also kindness as well and good things that God has created through that. So I think like overall the world has still like basically is the same, but I think it is through a different angle, and that it takes a lot of courage to believe that, to be hopeful, to still continue to believe and trust in people, and I think to find the people that kind of motivates me when I think of them really helps. And, you know, in Isaiah 7:9, it says, unless your faith is firm, I cannot make you stand firm. And so having that free will to make a choice, even to reject God, is a privilege, and to continue to hold on to him when, you know, he's always holding on to me, but I always need to make a choice to continuously to choose him again and again.
And I think also just knowing that everyone has good and bad, knowing that everyone has a little bit of good in them, I think helps you trust people. But also, like, knowing that everyone has a little bad in them helps you maybe become less judgmental too, because realizing that you yourself have bad in you too. And no one is 100% good or 100% evil. Even the most evil person in the world has some good in their heart. They just choose evil over the good. But yeah.
I think that's especially important given how, you know, the negative elements get amplified with social media today.
Yep.
It's true.
Well, yeah, I would say, well, God created all of us as a freedom people. He let us believe in whatever we want, do whatever we want. Some people, like you guys said, they choose the left way, which is the bad way, over the right way. Some people choose the middle way. Some people choose the right way, you know. But to me personally, I can't judge people based on their faith on so many things. But one of that thing is their faith. God created us, so he's the one who's going to judge us in the end after the death. So we should leave this to God and not worry about that. The only thing that we need to worry about is to just, you know, meet the people that they are peaceful to us. They can become friends with us and just not worry about, oh yeah, he's from a different religion, so I have to be away from him, or I shouldn't trust him. So many people that I've seen in so many different places and communities, they were like, well, be careful if those guys are, they don't believe in the same religion as you believe in, they can harm you or they wish the bad thing to you. Well, I disagree, and I strongly disagree with that, because I've seen people are nicer to me than so many people in my faith, obviously. So this is a false thing to think about. And, you know, it's just fun to, you know, have a friends from a different religions, as long as they are good people and they don't wish the harm to you, if that makes sense. And just leave the judgmental things to the one who created all of us, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That answer.
I think, like, you know, sometimes we forget that, you know, God is the judge and God always wins. People can compete Absolutely. With each other, but it's God that always wins.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, there's a lot of bad things going on around the world, you know. But the people who don't have faith, who don't trust God, they will think this is the end of the world. This is something bad. This is really bad. Well, we do have a lot of bad things around the world, and I agree. But we still have so much hope, and we still look on the good things, even if it was less than the bad things. What makes us believe in that is our faith or trust in God. And I think this is a really important point, to live a good life, to live a bright life and think in a really bright future, even if you think you missed it up or something, just to think of that and to think that God is going to help me out doing this and pass. God is not going to let you down. He's going to be like, well, you trusted me, so I will go with you and I will not let you down. So if everyone was just thinking about this point, I think we're going to live in a way better place, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for coming on our panel. It's nice getting to know you and having this discussion with you guys. Just one last thing, like, TCK VOF is now on 10 different podcast platforms. If you want to stay connected to us and ask us a question or have a topic idea you would like us to discuss in the future, you can click on the message button on Anchor to leave us a voice message. We also now have a blog and an Instagram page that y'all can follow and post and message us on that as well. So thank you again for listening to the TCK VOF, where our conversations of TCK and faith come together. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week.